thank you for doing this interview with me.
My pleasure.
Okay, so first question, what inspired you to choose this career?
Well, I was in banking for 14 years. I was a branch manager, and I loved the leadership part of it, but I was always stuck inside a bank branch. And when this position opened, I was really excited to do all the things I did at the credit union, which is public relations, reaching out to different people. And that's when I was inspired to have a job that's you're always growing and help you expand your knowledge base and feel like you're not stale, you know, always changing.
What was one of the most difficult points in your career, and how did you get past it?
I think the Tourism Marketing District was the hardest. We had set up a cutting-edge Tourism Marketing District for the state of California. We're the 47th, and we were kind of thought out of the box. It was a very progressive plan to offer the Bayfront and Millennia Project to have bonding capability to grow those two districts within our city. And I think the difficult part was the political side of it, where it was supposed to be a five-year program and only lasted 3 years. So still inspired me to retool it, make it work again. So hopefully we'll be bringing that back.
When you were a junior in high school, what were your career aspirations?
Sports. It's interesting because back in my junior year, I was more thinking about athletics, you know. So loved basketball, volleyball. Was forced to do track and field to keep you in shape through all the seasons. But I liked the teamwork, you know, being around people, working as a team. So I didn't realize it was preparing me for the bigger stadium, because most sports, volleyball and basketball, there's only a couple people on the floor, so you have to be really comfortable being a team captain, you're already being a leader, and getting your team to accomplish major goals. So it kind of overflows to business today.
And when did you know that you wanted to pursue business?
I always wanted to be in banking, so I did the banking first, and then from there it expanded. So I grew up overseas, so I lived in Belgium 8 years, downtown London 5 years, and my father was an engineer, and his career changed to marketing. He was vice president for a company of marketing, so he traveled all over, and I was in a lot of the dinners that he was in while they're talking business. And I just always thought it fascinating when you're dealing with all the different people and working together. And so a lot of meetings I'm in today, I look back on, didn't realize the personal education I was getting from my parents on how to run a business and making good business choices and working with people for a win-win situation.
How did attending college change your perspective about your dream career?
It didn't change it. I think there's different types of colleges out there, and I think it's I think my most important class was business law, and I think that class changed my life for personal and for business, learning about all the ins and outs, all the different types of contracts. So when you buy a car, when you buy a house, so for when you look at the personal side of it, and then when you look at the business side of it, are all contracts. So if you get a new copier for your office, and there's a contract with it, understanding what all those contracts mean, the responsibility. So that was pretty much the main course in college that helped me be successful in business, to understand all the different things and the legalities and when you're signing your name and what that means, and making the right prudent decisions and the different types of interest rates and programs out there. But I think I really go back to my parents and how I was raised in the business meetings I attended as a child and as a young adult. That really shaped my business side of it. But I think if I would look at college, I think one course I think every child should take is business law. And understanding, I think, will help them personally, and it will help them in their career.
What's a highlight from your career?
I think the people I work with. You know, I have 21 volunteer bosses, and they change, and you get attached, but you also look at all the different knowledge base that comes through the doors and the different styles of management and leadership. And I'm really proud that my board goes into full discussions when we're ever going to support an issue or oppose an issue, and to hear all the different points of view from all different types of business leaders, and then watching them align and stay in support to make a unanimous vote at the end is pretty much kind of the highlight, to be able to present the information to them and have them all aligned and have the company feel solid where not, people aren't pulling away from the core mission of the Chamber of Commerce.
Do you have any advice for me going through life?
You're going to be perfect. I think the main thing is it's always unknown. You can't, to me, I think the favorite book and program I took was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and understanding whether it's your personal life or work that holds on. So it's always about retooling, relearning, and beginning with the end in mind. You kind of have to have vision of where you want to go, but understand that that path's going to take you in different twists and turns, but you can still get to where you want to go. And learning, sometimes you have to understand where other people are coming from before you can let them understand you. You know, so it's seeking to understand before being understood. So a lot of that core part of it, I think, is critical. And I think out of that program, the biggest part was the deposits and the withdrawals and emotional bank account. So every relationship is important, whether it be a business or a personal relationship. And your actions are putting deposits into that relationship, whether it be a deposit or a withdrawal. So you can kind of pull it into all different categories. And as you're meeting people, you think, I'll never see this person again, and you're going to see them again. It's just, you know, kind of evolution, and you never know at what point, but there's a lot of recirculation of people, so I think it's good to always be building strong relationships and growing yourself in the process. And you're doing that. I mean, just from the day one when you arrived, you're self-motivated, and you're pleasant to be around. And I think attitude is that little thing that makes a big difference and a pleasure to be around. Because if someone isn't happy and they're not pleasant to be around, they just kind of get shut out the door. And they could be very intelligent. They could, you know, be able to bring a lot to the team. But if they can't mesh with the rest of the team, it's just going to go south fast. So you're going to be great. And it's finding your draw of what you want to do. But understand that a lot of people change careers 3 or 4 times. It's okay, too. You know, I've known people who have gone to school to be a nurse and then went into an operating room and like, too much blood, you know. So you don't know, you think you want different things, but you can also take it to learn other items.
If you could tell your junior self something, what would you tell her?
Just follow your dreams. Go with your gut instinct. I call it emotional intelligence, kind of reading the room, knowing what's going on around you, whether it's positive or negative, and always knowing how you can make the place a better, sorry, complete sentence, but if whatever you go into, try to make it a better place. So whatever you come across, when you walk away, it's better than it was when you found it. And I think when you take that type of initiative, you're going to find that everything kind of just falls into place and you can't worry about everything, because sometimes it's kind of overwhelming when you see, when you're a junior in high school and you think, how am I ever going to afford a car? How am I going to afford insurance? How am I afford a house? And understand that all the people that came before you had those same barriers, and a lot of people own cars, a lot of people own houses, and it, you just go through the process. So you start at one income, and as you grow and develop, you'll keep moving up, and with that your salary will go up, and with that you can fulfill your own personal goals while you're fulfilling your career goals.
Thank you.
That's it?
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, do you want to do more?
I was so nervous.